that you can't resist. And an impact you can't deny. Oh, 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 oh. Now you be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. Yo.
We're live. That's right, we're live. I was actually hoping that that song would end at 10 past 10 so that it would be good time to kickstart. It would be good time to mention the time check, but it's 12 minutes past 10. And there are mixed feelings already. Mixed feelings. First of all, guys, happy new month. Yeah, happy new month. Happy new month. It's once in a while that the month get a start on a Monday. You know, you get to start the first of the month on Monday. So it kind of like gives you that arranged plan, you know. You don't get to miss things out. You know, the first day of the month is a Monday. And if you're at work, you know, you can start counting the days and the hours already. Was this January that just left, was it the longest still? Because I think it will be the shortest, the fastest that has ever existed, because I didn't even know when we got to the end of the month. Like, I could not even remember. What I remember is just like yesterday, we screamed, yeah, happy new year, what's up, Lagos? And we had so much fun, and then it's a month already. So 30 days gone, and you're sure that this year is going to be a great one. So guys, first of all, I want to say congratulations to each and every one of you listening to me. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to you. You'll be saying, Collins, why are you excited? Why? Why are you even shouting? Man, I just remember that we're still in the pandemic and I just survived yet another month in the pandemic. Woo! If that's not something to celebrate, then I don't know what else is. I would also like to use this day and this time to say my heart goes out to those who lost loved ones to COVID-19. Because while others are on the street, some are saying, well, government, come on, let us know. They're not saying the truth, this and that. Some people are losing family members to COVID. Big shout out to the one they call Kayoko. Some would know him as Racket. Yeah, I couldn't go for his father's burial. But, you know, a number of people have lost their lives in recent time to COVID. And it would be unfair for anyone. Imagine you now, you've lost somebody to COVID, right? And then you hear someone say, forget that COVID thing, you know, dude, forget them. No mind it, that's the bubble us. When they are tired, they'll tell us the truth, you know, statements like that. That's what I hear on the streets of Lagos, guys. Because I walk the streets of Lagos every day. I walk the streets of Lagos. And I'm not saying that nobody's helicopter I use fly to find out the streets. You can't walk the streets of Lagos inside helicopter. Abi, hello, are you getting me? Are you getting me? Yeah, no, you cannot walk the streets of Lagos flying helicopter. No, you will not see. I mean the vibe, the feel of Lagos. I get to have that every day. Every day. So what I hear is people talking about COVID. Oh, forget it. I beg, those who are even wearing masks, they are doing it because they want to wear it because they should not say I'm not wearing it. Or because when they get to public places, now there is that sign on the door that says no mask, no entry. How many people do actually follow through? Anyways, now think about you. You've lost someone to COVID. And then you are hearing people say stuff like this. Someone dear to you. How would you feel? How would you feel if you lost someone to COVID? And then you hear someone say, this COVID, forget it. No, think about it now. Why do you think about that? Let me celebrate to those who are celebrating life and excited about the fact that we have survived yet another week, another month in the pandemic. So, we're starting with shout-outs. And you're just going to call me up and scream, what's up, Lagos? To the best of your ability, that would represent you saying, thank God I made it. Thank God for me, I survived another month in the pandemic and I'm in the new month in 2021. Look, it's a big deal to survive a whole year, 2020, in the pandemic. And then now the first month in another year. So there's need for us to celebrate it. And I am not going to turn down, you know, this like turn down for what? I don't mind what the mood is like. I don't care what the feel is like. What I know is that I'm alive and I can hear you and you can hear the sound of my voice too. That means there is hope. And that's what we do today. Well, before we get in our main conversation, which would be for our creative business conversation today, what does effective communication mean to you? That's the question I'm asking you. Because the truth is, I have said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Communication has been like the biggest problem that we have faced. There's problem with how the government communicates to the people. There's the issue of husband and wife communication of the problem. So marriages are broken today because of communication. Business relationships have been destroyed because of communication, you know? So we talk about communication today. And it's our second part of this particular conversation. Once a month, we try to spotlight a communication space and talk about something. And today is the very first. What does effective communication mean to you? What do you mean by I've effectively communicated to someone? It matters. Because not just simple response. Now, miscommunication caused World War, the First and Second World War. From the story we know, they say that miscommunication, one person says one thing. Now, what if you just, boom? So communication involves when you're supposed to punk me, you know, close your mouth and not say anything. So we try to explore, find out what effective communication means to you. And we'll talk about that. And we'll also unravel at Harper's R10, the challenges associated with communicating effectively. So that's our major focus on the Creative Business Monday. Creative Business Monday. That's CBM. Sounds good. All right, on the Monday. So when you call me, you scream, what's up, Lagos? You celebrate a new month. You celebrate the fact that you have survived January. It was like, you know, like a dream. You survived it in the pandemic. You call me up and get excited with your WhatsApp Lagos screen. And then you could also respond what effective communication means to you. And that is what we focus on. Also, to come up at 11 o'clock is the social media highlights on the chat room. And for that, I'll let you into it. There's something very interesting. I'm laughing looking at it right now. It's going to be fun. We'd also have the Power Solutions coming up at 11:30. So that's pretty much a rundown of the show. Let's get into it. I can't wait to hear from you right now, guys. For those joining us for the first time, it's time to take us across Lagos as we bring you the best of information, education, entertainment, inspiration, and fun. Everything good radio right here on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. For those who are just joining us for the first time, you're listening to the show, you can call me up at 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number through which you can reach us on the show right here to scream and also let me know how you feel about surviving yet another month in the pandemic. What's up, Lagos? Oh, let's get into it. The first, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Well, welcome. Finally.
Oh, it's about to go down. Let's talk, man. How do you feel? What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's the vibe like from your neighborhood?
This is my man, Eladuga from Lekki.
Hey, so how far now? How's Lekki this morning, my brother?
Lekki is just fine, just except with the traffic thing, you know, especially the Kate and the Okada riders, interference with the traffic as well, you know, so on and so forth.
Man. That's good to know, man. How do you feel? It's a new month. Happy new month, man.
Well, I'm just so happy. It is my birthday month.
Oh.
And, I'm so happy that I was able to witness this month. You know, with all the pandemic, you know, your heart gets beating all the time. You know, even your job is kind of at risk. You don't know if the company will still...
Just stay at home.
You know all the things. Sincerely.
So there's something to be grateful about, right?
There's something to be grateful about, really.
You know my mission today? The mission today is to make sure that every single Lagosian that listens to the show starts the month with gratitude and excitement and happiness. Because the truth is, I believe we go a long way in giving you a lot of that throughout the month. Do you believe that?
I believe that.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much. And stay safe, stay strong, keep listening, and we'll talk more as you continue.
Speaking of communication.
I almost forgot. My own topic, I forget. Let's go.
I understand communication as on the other, I mean, let's say there should be a feedback. Understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, the person you are communicating to, has he understand or did he understand what you are saying? If he did, and then that person should be able to as well contribute his own to what you are saying. I think that is, there will be, effective communication.
That's when it's effective. Thank you so much. Keep listening. We'll talk more. And we'll try to unravel much later as we continue on the show the challenges associated with communicating effectively. And that would be our main focus. We'll talk about that. But now I'm asking you, as you celebrate and say, hey, Happy New Year, what's up, Lagos? And I'm asking you, what does effective communication mean to you? That's the question the last caller just answered. But first, man, I want to know if you're excited about the new month. It's the month of love. Oh, the month that Zane was born. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yes! Yes! Hey! Ay, ay, ay! Hey! What have you done, Colin? Ooh la la! Oh my! Hey, you're making me want to sing a song. Making me want to sing a song, man. This is great. Good to have you. Good to have you. Hey, this is it. Listen.
Wow, loading.
We are
loading.
Man, yes, yes,
Colin.
Yes. Good to have you, man. How do you feel? Happy new month to you.
Happy new month, man. I didn't know this was a new month until I start getting WhatsApp broadcast messages. I can't look for more. Today now February 1. Before January will complete. I don't know when it finished. But to talk of February, no complete.
As in this January, like, say fast. It's really the fastest January ever.
It's our January day on top bicycle.
Oh boy.
How's it, man? How's good, man?
I'm good, man. Good to hear from you. For someone who's listening, who do we have? Kunle, great.
Kunle.
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't. That energy has to be Kunle. Kunle, good to have you. Thank you for being there throughout last year into this year. And I'm happy. So let's plan this our Alaba move this year now, Kunle.
Yeah,
you know. I'm after show today, we talk around that kind of one.
Now, yeah, they wait. Yeah, no problem.
No, Lily. All right, come off my phone. Move now. Go on. Go. Keep listening. What's up, Lagos? That's what the show is called. You've got to scream when you call me up. There's a lot of energy here. We just try to do an exchange of energy. It's we know that now is the time to start the year on a bright note. I'm telling you. Now is the time. Happy new month, people. It's What's Up Lagos, so Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Collins.
Yeah. bad. Follow me to the east where the money's at. Money falling off the jeans where the money's at. And the boy's still clean cause the money fat. Done jazzy got me feeling like a money stack. If you got the money, show me where your money's at. We spending money cause we know we making money back. My money real, my money ready for combat. You wanna stay, you wanna leave, you come back. Cause if you leave, I'll bring your money, I'll come back. If you leave, your money really can stop that. Go where my money did, your money can't touch that. You talk a big man, talk to you to stop that. Unless a big man walk is how you walk that. Before you gotta tell your wife how you lost that.
You can sing along if you know the sounds. You can sing along if you know the words of that piece of music. Beautiful one, listening. You're listening to right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? 10:27 is what the time says. We are in the new month and we're excited about this. And I don't know about you. Oh, are you wondering why now? The wedding they're gonna, you know, go and be worrying. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
This is it. Hey. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome,
happy
welcome.
New
happy new month to you. Happy new month to you.
This is Christy. I'm calling from Lucida.
Hey, how are you doing today? I'm happy you're here. How do you feel this morning? Great, man. Fantastic.
Well, it baffles me that the federal government, they know that communication is very, very important.
Uh-huh.
Why do they want to cut us out?
Mm.
Legislation.
So what does effective communication mean to you? That's what the question is, actually. Someone said there must be feedback. You totally agree, I guess. You just want to talk about the federal government, don't you? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Remember the time. When I was nobody,
okay,
nowhere to go,
hey,
no station to listen to, enjoying for came,
hey,
and gave me callings, gave me what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, world?
What's up, Lagos? I need to talk to the producers to produce this song. It's becoming. The thing on the end time, my buddy, small. What's up, man?
Good morning.
Good to have you. Hey, Oluwaseun. How are you today? How do you feel? Happy new month to you.
Happy new month to you, Colin. How was your weekend?
Man, my weekend was great. Quite challenging, but good. You know?
Thank God.
We're live, right?
It's as if we just do Happy New Year just yesterday.
I'm telling you.
January, you solve it now.
January became the fastest. Became the fastest month ever.
That we think that is one of the longest months so far.
Yeah.
This January, but we thank God that we are still alive. And
that's right.
Concerning communication, it's always believe that communication, we can only say communication has taken place if the receiver has gotten the message, if the receiver has been able to understand and comprehend what you are saying.
Okay.
So if the receiver has not been able to comprehend, communication has not taken place. Even in our sector, you realize that our problem is communication. Even in marriage, even in relationships, you feel that the way people communicate with each other and communication barrier, I'm not like that. Call this, I'm happy this morning.
I'm happy you're happy.
I remember the time when I was always bored, nowhere to go, no station to listen to.
Okay.
Then Jain for came and gave me Collins. Collins gave me what? What's up, Lagos? Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Hi, Aye, 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 guys. What's up, Lagos? That's what the show's called. Who's on the line? Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, afternoon.
Good.
Happy new month, guys.
Happy new month to you too.
Come on, that guy where they always they call they see what's up. I want to be the lift for head. So me say that only want to be having. Oh yeah, call is listening to me now.
Okay.
In the morning.
In the morning.
So take a leg off. In the morning, I saw not. Let nobody no come up.
No, no, it's okay. In the morning, I also take a Lagos. Continue. I'm writing it.
In the morning.
Early in the morning.
In the morning.
What's up, Lagos? Thank you so much, man. She's such a vibe. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, good morning. Who do we have this wonderful morning? Hello.
Hello.
Your name?
Hello. What's up?
Okay.
What's up?
Okay.
What's up?
Yes. Oh my God, good to have you. Who do you have this morning, man? I'm trying to grab the. Okay, we lost that person. Oh. Well, someone is still here. Oh, come on, callies, don't do that. 0700-993-993-993 is a number. Now, it's a new month that is pregnant with a lot of things. First of all, in 17 days, it'll be the day Zane was born. You know who Zane is. Zane is my son. He was born 17 days from now, last year. Imagine. And it was 3 days after they announced that it's COVID in Nigeria. I'm really extra grateful that a year has passed, we've survived, we have lived, and the principles have not been beyond me ensuring that my happiness is first, is paramount. Nothing will steal that from me, and that should be your decision this month. I'm telling you, you'll be more productive, you'll be more exciting if you just allow excitement into your life. Every day. What's up, Lagos? You can do that 2 hours every day on the show.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes.
Mr. Collins, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Who do we have?
Happy New Month,
oh, my brother.
This is Mohammed, your boy. Mohammed.
Where is Mohammed calling?
Hey.
Good morning, Afana. How you doing? How everything? How you? How everybody?
Fine. I did that. That was cool.
I'm good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Good to hear that indeed. Man, how do you feel this month? You feel excited? You feel energized? Are you hopeful?
Yeah.
Good.
I've already get some money today.
Hey! Lodi.
In the first of February.
Oh boy, see balling.
But it's not plenty. It's not plenty, my brother.
No matter how small. You see money.
Like 200,000 naira.
Hey, my guy, don't blow. Oh, my father. Up it tight.
I don't blow today.
Pay tight. Up to na legit money, sha.
I didn't see you.
No, Lily. Thank you so much. Keep listening. Yeah, appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, guys, that's the vibe. We just trying to find out what Lagosians are feeling every morning, and that's what we're asking you to do. But do not forget that we're asking you a question. What does effective communication mean to you? What does effective communication mean to you? And that's the question of the day. So throughout the day, you'll be answering that question. Also, I said we'll be getting into why, you know, or we'll try to unravel the challenges associated with communicating effectively. And we'll get into that because, my brother, you are nine. if you look at around Lagos right now, majority of even the traffic on the road is miscommunication. Most of it is miscommunication or deliberate miscommunication. Yeah, someone not wanting to see. Communication is found everywhere. In fact, if we're going to fix anything, if we're going to get anything right in Lagos or in Nigeria, but let me talk about Lagos. In Lagos, if we're going to get anything right, we must get communication, communicating effectively. So what does it mean to you to say you have communicated? Is it just talking or is it just acting? Because mind you, there are different forms of communication. You know, sometimes non-verbal, sometimes the hand. You know, some weeks ago, I was in Ibadan. So I haven't really told my recent experience of visits to Ibadan, even though it's a city I know very well. I noticed a couple of things. One of them, which for those who know, you know, most cab guys, the micro drivers for IB, for example, what they do is they believe that they have communicated. They have told you that they are going left or right by putting their hand out. So how do you trafficate left or right with the same hand outside? So they'll do something like put their hands out and then tell you that. I don't understand. You're driving and you're putting your left hand down to tell the vehicle coming and the one behind you and the ones approaching you that you are going where. And you have a trafficator, you choose not to use it. And then you say, so, raw one, mini. So, raw one, mini. And then, yeah, I noticed that. And, you know, one way or the other, in that society, people have started seeing the awa. They now know that if a cab is doing like this, the person say, this now where he wants to go left, you know. and then people have come to know. So in that city, for example, you know, that's some kind of communication. The guy did not need to say anything. And then, why do we always think that the way to communicate on the road in Lagos is to press horn in Nigeria? Pom-pom what? What is pom-pom about the matter? You want to go left? And the bike spin for. Some will have trailer horn. Why? Why? Anyways, communication is very broad. So I'm asking you, what does effective communication mean to you? And we try to find out why. People know what the challenge is, why people are not communicating effectively, all right? That conversation will come in just a moment. But first, I need to let this song play. But after that, I need to take these two calls. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Otto Lagos?
What's up, Chris? Good morning. How are you doing?
Bro, take a mat, the magic, but I'm hearing only one take now.
Chris, what does effective communication mean to you?
Like the one you just talked about, like yesterday.
Yeah.
I was in my gura with my son.
Okay.
We get a junction.
Yep.
Nobody communicating to one another. Then I was asking my son, you see, adults doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
They want police to come and direct them on what to do.
Hmm.
So most of us, we lack that communication skill.
Okay.
You know, when you were mentioning communication, some of us would think, I take my phone, I call up Collins, right?
Yeah.
No, yesterday happened. So when you were discussing this, I was just saying to myself, look at what we went through yesterday.
Oh-ho.
So quick one, Prof.
Yep.
I can't wait to hear Andrea Teke, right?
Yes, very soon. It is loading. You didn't hear the song. It said loading.
Good. Good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My auntie is February 22nd at the Yabo.
Hey.
And, my sister-in-law sent me a message this morning. Happy new month. Really, this is the fastest month, January.
Yes.
I thought it's only me.
In the history of January's.
I'm telling you.
This is the fastest.
Inside all the COVID wahala. This January just come, pew, within a twinkle of eye. I didn't know we're in February. Until that girl called and sent me happy new month.
Oh, wait.
Then for my aunties,
yep.
They used to call me. Oh, Uncle Chris, I hear your voice. For a long time, I don't talk, we don't talk, but they call me Auntie Justina, Auntie Mwaka. I want to say happy new month to every one of them. Thank you, Prof.
Great. Thank you, Chris. Guys, you can also give shout out if you want to. It's radio show, no rules today. What's up, Lagos?
Chacho,
good morning. What's up, man?
What's up?
Good morning. Who do we have this morning? What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Sonny. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Sonny. How is Ikeja this morning and how do you feel?
Yeah, Ikeja is cool and busy and all that.
Great to know.
So thanks for everybody's busy and for the good.
Okay.
So how's everything and how's everybody in the studio this morning?
We're doing good. How do you feel? And happy new month to you. Are you excited about the month?
Yeah, we just tango for the new year, and at the same time, entering another new month is like the new year also.
Yep, that's right.
And we always plan ahead, because one of the important things as a man, you have to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So you can achieve all your targets.
That's right.
At the end of the month, not just celebrating in the month, but at the end of the month, you should have that you lay hand on.
That's it.
One of the most important things. Yeah.
That's it. Lagos, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, another call coming in. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Man, that was so much fun to listen to. Is that all? She didn't tell me her name, really? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? To the guys, you know, our What's Up, Lagos? You ready like dancing? Twist up your body, you won't kill somebody, and fuel the APC with Mr. Ticket.
Oh yeah, I brought a beat. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, man. Who do we have?
Good morning, this is Moses, Mr. T.
Hey, Moses, how are you doing today? Where are you calling from?
I'm good.
Lekki. Moses, what does effective communication mean to you, Moses? By the way, happy new month.
Oh, Mr. Cheke, every day is new. No day is special. We thank God for every day. Any day you open your eye. I'm just amazed when people say, I thank God I reached this year. So after you reach this year, you won't die tomorrow.
No, every day is new day. We're excited every day about a new day.
Thank you, Jerry.
So whatever the reason, we shall be excited about every day. That's it on WhatsApp.
As far as you can wake up, because not everybody wake up today.
Isn't that why we're here? Anyways, let's have you talk about effective communication.
Anyway, the fact is that communication means a lot.
Okay.
You see, lack of communication is what is causing a lot of issues today. And I will tell you something. I think phone is bringing a lot of problems than people even think of at all. Because these days, people are so attached to their phone that even their children wish to be phone. You understand?
Wow.
You should always make out time for phone and let phone rest and make out time for other people or other things. You see, phone does not make people communicate. Even in a family, everybody's glued to their phone. You can't see brother and sister playing, gisting. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's only once in a blue moon. Maybe somebody they are chatting with is not forthcoming, so they just gist one small gist. Before you know it, they go back to the phone.
Yeah. So you think it's an irony that mobile phones have not aided communication in most cases
at all.
Maybe a traditional way of communication though. See, I know the people who are pressing phone, they are talking to somebody else who they are communicating.
What would they communicate with people who will not even know than the people who
we know? Ha! That's the point.
Imagine.
Man, let's reason that. Guys, think about that. Moses, you say you are talking, you are chatting somebody else and it's sliding into DM or somebody you have not met. Meanwhile, the person beside you here, you can't talk to the person. I think it's the point where I get to talk to Jasmine because she's been watching. But at 11 o'clock, actually, she'll join fully for the social media highlight. Hi, Jasmine. How are you? How are you doing? How's the weekend?
Hi, guys. I am amazing.
Okay.
Super blessed. It's the Aquarius month. Only amazing people are born on this month.
Okay.
Collins can testify. He can.
Yes, I do. So you're born in this month?
Yes.
Are you serious?
It's the season.
Are you serious?
Only
so well.
The best people are.
A lot of celebrations we're looking forward to.
If you don't have an Aquarius in your life, sorry for you.
Well, I got me one last year. It's the 17th of February. His name is Zane. Anyways, guys, I need to take two more calls before I come back to the babes and then also bring you our main talk. So, guys, I said that we try to understand the essence of effective communications in the 21st century. That's one. We'd also try to survey the position or the positive impacts, all right, communicating effectively has on what? The societal development. We'd also try to do what I'll call an identification of the challenges that impede effective communication. So, guys, it's going to be fun. I promise you that. but I've got some calls coming now. What's up, Lagos? Hey, what's up, Lagos? Ooh la la. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. Who do we have this morning? What's up? Ah, that wasn't me. It went off. That wasn't me. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Anyways, guys, that's where we take a break now. When we come back, we get into our talk quickly. And we try to talk about unraveling the challenges associated with communicating effectively. Even as we celebrate a new month and say we're excited that we are in a new month. If you know my philosophy about new days and new months is that we should actually be in the mood and welcome the month. Because look, there wasn't, when I was born, there was no February 2021. Was there? When you were born, was there February 2021? So who is older? Me. So we're welcoming the month into our world. Like, it's not as if welcoming to, we're not entering new month. So get it right. The month is coming to meet us. So it's what you give the month. So it's not a question, let's see what this month will bring. You know that mindset, let this month come, or people now, you know, tie their destiny to the month. It's not what we're doing here. We're excited about every day, like, that we survive another day in a pandemic, we get to celebrate. And if we survive 30 days in a pandemic, we celebrate even bigger, harder. And that's what we're doing. And if we have a new month, it's an opportunity for us to do new things, to start fresh afresh. And if the month starts on the Monday, then it's a double opportunity to start afresh. Always remember that every day is the first day of the rest of your life. Yeah, that's it. So you treat every day very special. And that way, you could be excited about life, all right? So I was saying that you should join me in welcoming the new month. And you will determine what happens to you this month. Apart from the supernaturals, but everything physical that you have to do and spiritual that you have to do to get things right this month, you've got to start right now. And stop hoping that the month will bring good tidings. You have to act. And then the others will be Jara. That will be my concluding thoughts about you saying happy new month and also getting excited about the month. But you could send me a WhatsApp if you would like to do the same. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. What's up, Lagos? My name is Helen, all right, from Ilasa. Ilasa Maja. All right, Ilasa Maja. Happy new month, Collins, and entire Nigeria Info Crew. My birthday is 28th of February. Wow, you 28th of February. Man, like that's the last day. That's a special day to be born, actually. And great to know that you're born that day. And happy birthday in advance to you. My shout out to all my birthday mates and my birthday month mates. And God bless you all. You are all amazing people. What's up, Lagos? Yeah, what's up, Lagos, to you, Helen? Thank you for the message. And happy birthday in advance. Yeah, we'll celebrate that day. This one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? He said, if you know the man that called, if you ever semi-political, hello, please. Do I look like a politician here? Hello? I'll mention your name now. Mark Andy, hello, please. Be warned. Hello? Am I a politician? Let me just feel it, guy. Too early. I can't lie to you. It's too early for me to lie to you. Anyways, more messages. 0809-597-5805.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Hey, my neighbor. How you doing? Who do we have?
Fine. Happy new month.
Happy new month to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ebuka de Talk.
Ebooks. How far now?
Fine.
What does effective communication mean to you, Ebuka, by the way?
Honestly, the point you raised about us welcoming every day as to celebrate time, it makes sense. Then music, that's when you talk, it hits me. We communicate to people who don't know, but people around us, we just mind our phone.
Oh.
That's a loud call.
That's a loud, though.
It's a loud, because at times we seem as if we withdraw ourselves from people around.
I'm telling you.
Shout to people who don't really know. Even I've not seen you before, but it was on Instagram, radio, communicate to talk as part of, we don't meet ourselves.
That's so now.
and people around.
That's right.
Just being busy with phone, even in the house, and just wake up in the morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Zoom.
I'm telling you, maybe we're looking for variety. I don't know the rationale behind that, but I think we need, everyone has to watch it. That's the truth. Thank you for calling indeed.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, bro. Good morning. Thanks so much. So, guys, it's What's Up, Lagos, still on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby.
In 4 minutes, we'll be going on a break. We'll be going on a break quickly. But first, let me bring you up to speed before I start asking you the questions concerning communication. Because the truth is, communication is key. We keep saying this. If we can get communication effectively, communicating right, then we're fixed like 70 to 80 or 90% of our problems in this country. I'm telling you. We know Sabi talk to you. We know Sabi communicates. We just talk. We just believe safe that you go talk do it. Because you have to, there's got to be feedback. Anyways, let's get into it as we start now. We live in a world today that human beings communicate things like their desires, their ideas, their beliefs, their ideologies through speaking or writing. Because, yeah, it's either you're speaking or you're writing. I know there's sign language too. People can butler and all that. But mostly speaking and writing, right? However, we hear that research in the field of linguistics and communication revealed that we, as humans, speak more than we write. So even with the so much typing and this and all that, we actually do speak more than we write. You may not believe it. That's research. You could do your own research to prove it otherwise, but this research shows that humans speak more than they write. And this is therefore buttress the fact that or the underlying belief that for one to communicate his or her thought perfectly, you must learn the art of effective communication. You cannot communicate effectively without learning the art of effective communication. So it is based on this that experts in the field of communication, you know, have opined that the hallmark of effective communications is embedded. This English, let's say, embedded is put inside. It's inside. You know, it's like they tap it inside the coherent verbal projections of your ideas. Now, we'll break this down as we move forward. But I needed to set this foundation so that you understand that something you might be ignoring and looking at, well, anyhow I talk, or anyhow I communicate, might just be the reason you think people hate you, might be the reason you think things are not coming your way. Because effective communication has a way of not only endearing people and business and things to you, but also helping you, projecting you in a more welcoming light. Anyways, it is hinged on this today that we would be unraveling some of the challenges. So today's not, we asked you, but first we asked you to tell us the kind of challenges. We'll unravel this when we come back after the Welcome back. You're still live on Nigeria's number one for talk. I was laughing listening to the promo, really sounded really funny. But guys, we are in a new month, just to remind you again. We are also, Tunde and Jasmine are having a gist, a love gist in the studio. That's why you heard Jasmine's voice. They should get married, right, already. They should invite us, we'll be there. And they look good together. All right, Tunde Abisalam is a digital guy, a streaming guy. The top guy for streaming right here. So if you know the guy who makes it happen for you to see the streams, he's the guy. And you know Jasmine already. She's single. They're both single, so it's fine. What's up, Lagos? It's 2 minutes to the top of the hour. And I had to bring that so because you heard it on. And we are asking you, we're talking about unraveling the challenges of that associated with communicating effectively. Now, I've laid the foundation for went on that break abruptly. But quickly, let me ask you the questions. One, what does being able to communicate effectively mean to you? Like a follow-up to our question of the day. And then, what are the ways you have learned the art of what? Effective communication. yourself as a person. Because some of these things you have to be conscious and you have to be deliberate about. And the last question, or one of the last questions, because I have two last questions, is do you think that our Nigerian educational system effectively helps to develop the art of communicating effectively in children? Do you think that our system helps to in our children? Because the truth is, you cannot just wake up in a day and say somebody will learn how to communicate when they did not learn that from school. All right? And then what are the challenges you've had with conveying your thoughts clearly and effectively? Those are the questions we have for you. We're going to break to bring you the news for 1 minute. Right after that, we'll bring you your opportunity to talk to us. So do not forget that we have Power Solutions also coming up at 11:30. And Jasmine will have a chat with me concerning a few things happening in the social media space between 11 and 11:30. So, hey, guys, we're just getting started. I can say that with all sense of responsibility. I'll be right back in a moment. How I forgot to mention, even though I was in the traffic over the weekend, that the closure of the Third Mainland Bridge, how it affected Lagosians. How I forgot to mention that there must be jazz involved. No, jazz must be involved, because it was like the first thing I planned to mention on Monday. Somehow I forgot. Guy, it was not easy. Some people go home around midnight or thereabouts. Everyone was just blocked, like, oh boy. On Saturday, I was on the island, on Lagos Island. No be small matter. It'll be small matter. Anyways, for anyone who went through that, sorry, let bygone be bygone. Forgive Lagos for it. But thank God that the Third Mainland Bridge has been opened. And of course, that's going to be, of course, a sigh of relief, like you heard in the news, a sigh of relief on a lot of people living in Lagos. Because, guys, if they close Third Mainland Bridge, everything will go rough. Imagine weekend was blocked. Just think about weekdays. Thank God for. So, this song, the part that Zlatan said, Ijoba will not get pity, the Lagos. What does it mean? What does it really mean with that? Is it saying that the government does not have pity? Is that what he's trying to say? Zlatan, you know, you have been in trouble in recent times, so mind what you are singing on. What do you mean? Anyways, just by the way. We are asking you the questions back about communication. We'll get into that in just a moment. And you are to respond to these questions. They're all there. I know a lot of people want to answer. So let me go back to the questions again. Do you think that our Nigerian education system effectively helps to develop the art of communicating effectively? Does it help in children? Does it? What are the challenges you've had to deal with, in conveying your thoughts clearly and effectively? You don't know how tough it is for you to have thoughts and things you want to communicate, whether to people, the community, and then you don't know how to communicate. But some people right now, that's what they're going through. So having this conversation from our point of view would help us identify and also help us learn how to communicate effectively. Now, the reason we're doing this is because next week, Monday, on this same topic, on this same show, we'll have a communications expert, all right? Someone specifically whose job is to help people communicate, just like we're doing right now, to speak to us on this. But now it's you asking the question, all right? We're asking you the question. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Turn down the volume on your radio set, and would you say what's up, Lagos, sir?
Yes.
Please. The password is what's up, Lagos, sir.
Yes, I have my own way. I want to do it my own way.
Please. Okay, go ahead, your own way. Just start do it.
All right. Okay. This is Niger Info, man. To what? What's up, Lagos? The best Niger radio, man. Anything can happen here. What?
Anything can happen. Lagos. Yes. Man, thank you, man. Look at me. Now. I was asking for more and more. I didn't know that you're going to add Gary to it and sugar. Moima and Gary Ashu, guys, it's a jam.
I have to tell you that thanks a lot. You don't know what you're doing.
Well,
with this program, you are removing stress from the hearts of people. The hustle in this life, with a little fun in it, mm-hmm. it takes away that. And if you know what it means to take away a little stress out mm-hmm. of the body, it goes a long way. It's better than good food, money, or anything. Just removing that stress.
Yes, like we all need this stress remover, I swear.
Honestly. Okay, I'm sorry, back to the topic.
Yep.
For me, effective communication is when the encoder, that's the person giving out the message, transfers a message without hindrances of noise around, mm-hmm. and the decoder receives the message, and after receiving the message, gets a proper explanation of the message,
feedback.
And now gives a feedback. To the encoder without any hindrances of noise around, that gives a complete movement of myth.
That's right. So do we communicate effectively in Lagos?
For me, that is effective communication.
Great. So that would you say that in Lagos we communicate effectively? Do we at every level? On the street, in the bank, in the off, everywhere. Even some radio stations.
The truth is that we don't. And the reason behind it is just that the encoder, sometimes the problem comes from the encoder. The person giving out the message is not giving it, is not dishing it out properly. And then sometimes also the problem comes from those receiving the message. Some of us, we want to hear is what we want to hear. The real message coming to us,
we will not hear it.
Is that one that cornered our mind to. That's what we're hearing.
This is like the contribution of the day so far, man. This is so on point. Thank you so much for calling, telling it. Yes, man.
This is Niger Radio, man. Anything can happen here. What?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hey.
Hello, good morning, Collins.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Now, so.
Collins, yo.
Ew.
Collins, yo.
Ew.
Man, it's been more than a year I called you last. I've been trying to reach you.
Are you serious? Wow.
I seriously.
Good to have you, man. I'm happy.
The last time I called you was when you had this talent show that you read poem and do stuff like that.
Oh, share the mic. It's coming back this month, by the way.
Yeah. I'm happy when I had you say you're bringing it back.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
very,
coming
very happy.
Back.
Yeah, because I won about twice. I couldn't get to your office. But right now, I'm more than three. If I get to get the chance, I'll be happy to
No problem. No problem. The show is for people like you, man. Let's talk.
Yeah, you were talking about something. You said you forgot to mention what happened.
That traffic.
On the road,
right?
Yeah, and you were asking whether it's jazz.
My brother.
I'm on a jazz, man. Jasmine is there.
Now, Jasmine. Don't leave me. Hello, Jasmine. They used you to do Don't Leave Me.
Colin,
say you like her small. Wait, no lie.
We must love her. We love her from here.
You can't talk
like
this.
Her voice.
You can't talk this stamina. You like. Anyways, good to hear you.
Much. I'm just happy to hear your voice. I'm very, very happy to hear your voice, at least.
Great to hear your voice, too.
I got through today. I've been trying more than 30 times every day, but it's not going through.
Finally, you made
so
it,
happy.
Right?
Ah,
great to know.
I'll be more happy if I could get through when you're doing that.
Don't worry.
Share the mic.
We'll do it every. We'll let you know. You get the announcement. Keep listening, right?
And we're also waiting for your wifey.
If I like you, who are you? Hello. Why are you laughing? Hello.
What's up,
What's up? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
Ew.
How you doing?
Ew.
Beautiful people. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. We're singing this song. I swear, we're releasing album this year. I swear, we release album. What's up, Lagos album? I swear.
Yes, I didn't want to call, but it's Tommy Waziri.
Hey, Tommy. I'm fine. Man, you're an amazing singer. Wow. Tommy, don't worry. It's for people like you. We have shared the mic.
I wanted to add to what I think the last two callers said.
Yeah, communication.
And which is, what's up, Lagos is like a stress remover. It's like a therapy.
to a lot of people in a week.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people. And that's basically what I wanted to contribute about.
Uh-huh.
I just want, you know, I'm always listening to this.
Yeah. Thing,
but once I see something that really wants me to talk, and I'll just, you know.
Thank you.
I must commend that you are always there for us. And just to add to what that guy said, you are always there for us. Thank you so much.
To me.
Thank you so much. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes. To me, Waziri. Thank you for that. Now we hear that the gelato is not sweetened anymore. That gelato. In case you don't know what gelato is, I don't know. Do you live in this world? We hear that gelato is now very bitter, and we're trying to find out that I don't know. Jasmine has got the gist, you know, on our social media highlights today. It's almost looking like there's been a war on social media, and definitely. What's going on with Zlatan and the daughter of Otedola that's talking about DJ Copy? What's going on? Jasmine, what's going on?
Oh, I thought you were just like angry. That's how I was looking at you.
No, for you, like, because I didn't hear the matter. The matter is
very, very, very complicated. Okay. But then, especially when there's only one side of the story out and different speculations. But then, I'm just going to summarize it from the beginning.
Okay.
We all know the hit track Gelato by Copy.
Don't play, Lord. Right. Like Gelato. Don't worry. Gelato.
Yeah.
They say it's sweet like gelato. It's not, this gelato is not
bitter. Well, gelato is no more sweet again, no. And your daddy is no more Tedola.
Anyway, just kidding. So, it all started from this song, Zlatan and Copy.
Honestly, so it started from the song with Copy, Zlatan, and it was a hit song. And then a year after, during the pandemic, Copy tweeted and said 8 months since Zlatan had blocked her from all the social media ends, from WhatsApp to her personal number to Twitter to Instagram, and she was totally confused. She was like, she's in utter confusion because they made a hit track and there was no reason or any, you know, quarrel whatsoever, and she just woke up and Zlatan had blocked her, right? And okay, prior to that time, Zlatan didn't say anything. Everybody just said, okay, Zlatan, say something. Now, two weeks ago, an interview surfaced in one of the African countries. I don't know specifics. And they asked Zlatan what happened between him and Copy Otedola. And he said, who's Copy?
Yeah, the guy denied him.
He was like, who's Copy? Is that a musician?
But, hello, please. This is Copy we're talking about. And the one you say who's your daddy, sir. That's the Copy. I'm answering him.
Yo.
But so that obviously got to say,
How can you say that? You made a whole song with this girl. Even the interviewer was like, excuse me, you don't know Copy? She's just like, nah, is she an upcoming artist? So
she's not upcoming, she's one of the biggest DJs in Africa.
See,
don't go out, you know.
That spiked a whole lot. Social media literally went on rampage. Everybody was like, what is going on? A second video resurfaced, and it was Davido on live with Zlatan.
Okay.
And this was the one that broke the camel's back.
Wow.
Okay, before that, sorry, I'm skipping. Before that, Zlatan's manager, and also he's affiliated with DMW, came online and said Zlatan was cheated on. The song he had with Copy, he didn't take a single dime from Copy. And I don't know if you guys remember the fundraising that Copy had in Abuja, where she was raising money and all the billionaires were there with Aliko and Dangote.
Yeah, of course, I mean.
Yeah.
Billionaires party.
He said, and I quote, that Zlatan was invited and his logistics wasn't paid for. He wasn't treated nicely. He was just there and they were calling million. And not a single introduction. Not even a penny.
Wait, the first question I'm going to ask, if you have been listening to Creative Business Monday, you will know that we talk about, you know, understanding contracts.
God bless you.
What was on the split sheet?
God bless you.
Zlatan. And I can't believe that you,
Collins,
at your level,
head is dead.
Oh, Monkwe, split sheet, wah. I'll be, oh, Barney, I'll be your kind. Do you think this Was there toasting in the mix? Do you think toasting
can
be involved?
Do you know, it is pure expectation. Why? Because from
sign contract. You didn't sign anything.
And let me just, I just feel like people are oblivious to this.
Women, once they get married, they feel different.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I just believe that, I think we have to go on a break. Or do we have to go on a break?
No, not yet. Not yet. Let's go.
Okay, so, all right. So, I feel like people are oblivious to this thing. So, you can hear from the conversation he had with David when he said, he no see one penny. That he just, they call million. And David was hysterical. David was like laughing and throwing it off. He was like, my guy, so they just invited you to billionaire party. They don't even give you one dime. They don't even introduce you. He said, no, that won't be friend. That will not be friend now. Why not go delete them? That will not be person.
Oh, boy.
Do you understand?
Okay, that's where it happened.
Yes.
Oof.
So, this is it.
Oh, boy. No, you know what? I actually kept a bit of that conversation with Zlatan and David to play for Lagosians. Because the truth is, hello, let's listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, let's just
you listen. See, he's there. He talks that you're the abuser. I'm not abuser, I'm not allowed you. He's not carrying that call. I'm not abuser, my girl. He said you're not abuser.
I'm not abuser, Coco. I'm not abuser, so.
Come my room. I did on live with him. Come my room. Four,
okay.
470.
Yeah. Okay, yo.
Okay, yo. No,
that's
no. Nigga, fuck that.
Anyways, well, that was the live conversation that went on Instagram. Of course, Scott not edited, and that had to come in, and that's where all the revelation came in from. Now, people are saying that maybe the guy is not be the money, or maybe I think it's just pure you forgot, you lose guard, you forgot that, you know, music business. There's music and there's business.
100%.
There's music. That's why. Haven't you been listening to Creative Business Monday? We've brought all the top lawyers, creative business lawyers, on the show to teach you why you should know the importance of your role in every song you produce. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are in the studio and they're doing a song and you say, why not do this, do tan 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 tan, you just make that contribution, even if it's just a comment, and eventually use it. You are entitled to something as far as that song, whatever the deliverables are, derivables of course, in that particular song. Now, why people be saying, why is he fighting for a song? You'd be like, there are people whose heritage as a child to their parents is one song. And that song is enough to feed generations. You know, next week, we'll have an entertainment lawyer to look at these recent
and
issues.
Dissect everything.
There's Zlatan. Kiss Daniel up till now is still trying to get himself. We try to look at all of those issues that have to do with, you know, people not paying attention to the contract.
And also, I feel like the huge expectation was, as humans, you know, I call it the rich people tactic. And I'm just going to briefly summarize this.
Yeah.
Firstly, rich people are the biggest opportunists in the world.
Yep.
Now, they're the people who can detect people that want to pilfer off them, that want to use them, and they know how to use that to their advantage.
You
remember,
right.
They have gotten to that pedestal where they have come in contact with different people with different characteristics, and they can identify when they're about to be used and leverage off. So, I do not understand... See, let me tell you something.
Was that time I was thinking that because of a hit song, though?
Ross,
it does introduce him to Billionaire's Club.
That's where your head is at.
Ogbodo blend, Nina.
My brother.
They
used you to do...
Just do your lane.
They used...
When you jumped on it, it was saying, I want to come and call you now. Say, Baba, that's a song. No, Zlatan, you're my guy. I don't say anything. And you don't know me. If you say I know be your guy, you.
When you come
say, I try farms you. I've been farms you because I don't listen to your song. I play your song time to time. In fact, you owe me. But I played your song before you blow. We don't play song to blow. So, but let me just say this. If someone is listening from a team, see, you can use this right on this for more people to talk about you. We're talking about it right now. Later, you now release another song. We don't mind. All right? But I hope you're not serious about the fact that, you know, they bone you, they do that, they at all those one is sentiments, Baba. Sentiments straightforward. Zlatan, sentiments. There's no magic. You know, I agree, you know, sign, you know, sign. This is a lesson to everyone that's listening, every person, except if you want to complain. Don't assume that because we did. I have had that kind of experience so many times.
Too many times.
When we say, person, we just help
out. Too many.
You call this guy, go come out to you for setting.
You understand.
And they don't owe you anything because you guys don't agree.
They don't. They actually don't. And I just feel like there was so much expectation.
Mm.
And at that point in time, you felt like, okay, you're helping it's tit for tat, right? I mean, it's an unseen, it's an unsaid thing. But also, also, there's no contract to say. Mm-hmm. You can't expect something when you did not open your mouth and say to her, okay, you were doing free music for her.
Yeah.
Right, as her friend. She even said that people that collaborated on her on the album didn't take a dime.
Hmm.
So she don't use this tactic.
He used her head. He just wanted based on.
And it's normal. Based I'm on a hope. Billionaire.
It's hope.
Hope.
No,
and
not
who
just
you
billionaire.
Are.
The babe, she's single
yes, now. It's like
based
hope,
on hope
of hope. Okay, I will introduce you to my dad. Hope that I will perform on one of your dad's big events where the billionaires are. Hope that, and you know they
hope
pay a lot
they
for
can
those
be the
events.
Next,
so
they can be the next
they
Mr.
Pay
ACN.
A lot for all those, you know, Collins.
And they top everybody mind.
All those small events that they will organize where all the billionaires will be there, they pay nothing
yes,
less as in artists,
yes.
like at least 40 million to come and perform. So he had that hope. He had expectations. And Copy said none of that. Nah, that's not happening.
you know, the first time I started a meeting where I had some billionaires, nobody say, and I just, my privilege, because I know we can't afford one thing. You understand? That privilege. And what happened was, now one senior bros of mine, I'm going to mention his name, Sir Kunle Shorio, you know, his name is Kunle Shorio. You could check him out. He's one of the global thought leaders that you would need to follow if you want to change your mind. You want to make it in life. You know, his name is Olakunle Shorio. Everywhere, just check it out. Follow him. Just listen to what he says. Your life will change for good. All right. You know, he had an event that had some top guys in there, and he said, "Collins, I want you to be part of this event." You know, listen to what you know the billionaires, those guys who are thought leaders, those who are running things in this world, how they think and how they act. And I noticed that to break in the circle of where you know things are happening like that, Baba, you can't just wake up and say you have hit song. No. So if you have anybody dragging you, but you say, come close, you must have value. You must have something you're adding. It's either you're ready to do it for free or you don't work or you discuss the terms before you get into it. That's how it works. Anyways, we'll talk more about this next week and look forward to that conversation. Unfortunately, our time is far spent. We have to end the conversation here and move on to get set for the next item, which is the social, the Power Solutions. Weba joins me in just a moment. Dr. Weaver Barr joins me in just a moment with our guest for that. But Jasmine can be found on social media. You can find out.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram. That is at JasmineRoy_. That is JazmineRoy_.